This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can join us by calling toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And if you've listened to the show, then you know that we are fans of cryptocurrency. And apparently, there are some people that decided, well, you know what? Everything else on the internet has cats. Let's put cats on the blockchain.
Why not?
So what is this all? I saw a headline of something about, you know, cats loading up a blockchain. And I thought it was a joke, but apparently it's an actual thing.
Oh, it's a real thing. It's a big-time real thing.
And who was it? CNBC apparently has even reported on this.
They're doing some coverage of it. But I got to say, I mean, I'm pretty heavy on Twitter, and the Bitcoin community there, or I should say the blockchain community, has been having a lot of fun with this whole thing. But we'll talk a little bit about this, and then we'll talk about some points. So, again, this comes to us from CNBC. Meet CryptoKitties, the $100,000 digital beanie babies epitomizing the cryptocurrency mania.
All right. Tell me more.
All right. Think breedable beanie babies. That's a better way of putting it.
Hold on. So is this like those stupid Tamagotchi things, but with a blockchain for some reason? Because, you know, there's always the person that thinks everything would be better with a blockchain.
You bet. And I think this is a really interesting way to go. And this kind of talks about the economics of it. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a preface about what this is.
Yes, please do.
A lot of people don't even really understand what Bitcoin and a blockchain and Ethereum, which is another digital asset that's out there, what they are and what they do. So real quickly, there's this thing, a design called a blockchain, which means that every transaction is recorded and it is immutable, which means it can't be changed. Things that are written to a blockchain stay there. And it's also decentralized.
Except for the Ethereum blockchain, where they did wind up and undo some stuff at one time.
They did do a little, there was a little redo there, but I'm trying to just explain the technology.
Yep.
So you have this database that continually keeps itself up to date. It's distributed across, you know, tens of thousands of computers all over the world, and they all have to agree that what is written there is actually there. So in the case of Bitcoin, what that does is it keeps track of balances on like a financial ledger, so that if the entry for my wallet says, you know, I own 21 Bitcoins, then all those different computers will agree upon that. And if I send 10 Bitcoins to Daryl, then they will see that transaction and they'll debit me 10. They'll add 10 to his wallet.
If you do want to send me 10 Bitcoin, I'll send you my address and you can get that done.
If I had 10 to send.
Well, you just said you had 21.
If the 21,
I'm holding you to that.
Sort of a joke. The 21 Bitcoin club is the wealthiest of the wealthy now.
Yes, because Bitcoin earlier today crossed $16,000.
That's old news, Daryl. It crossed $17,000. The price I'm showing right now is $17,424. That's on GDAX. And
I had not paid attention to the price since the Bitcoin meetup that we had this afternoon.
Right.
And then I went to the gym and got some other stuff done, and then now we're doing this.
The price of Bitcoin, I'm going to stop posting about it on social media because I just look like an idiot. You know, one day I'm like, woohoo, we hit 10,000. The next day, it's like we hit 11 and 12.
12.
And today, it was we hit 16, 17, 18 at one point with some exchanges. Some exchanges reported 19 and 20. So there's a whole lot of interest, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But back to the technology. Here is this database that keeps track of things, like the number of Bitcoins that exist in wallets and who owns them. That's the first thing, even though that ownership can be mostly anonymous. In Ethereum, you kind of have the same thing. It's still a blockchain-based technology, but you can also add things to it. Ethereum has sort of its own programming language, and the promise of Ethereum was that you could do smart contracts and things like that. Make it so that if X happens and Y happens, then Z is the output that, you know, it could be Daryl and I agree to, Daryl agrees to sell me his not a bus. I agree to pay him. And once Ian has verified that both he and I have done that, then the money would be transferred.
Right. And that's a very simplistic version of a smart contract. Most of these smart contracts and what they call the tokens, they have these very elaborate, long things they call white papers, and they are many, many pages long, and nobody can, you know, really read and understand all of what's on there, but people just click, I agree.
Yep.
Just like they do with the end-user licensing agreement when you sign up for, say, a Facebook account or something else. Of, do you agree to the terms of service? And everybody just clicks yes.
Yeah, very much. That's the kind of thing that happens. So because Ethereum actually has this programming language, people are realizing that there's more that can be done on the Ethereum blockchain. And one of the things is, let's see if we could program a picture of a cat.
Okay.
So that cat, I'm going to program this little image of a cute little kitty, and because the blockchain can never go away, and that anything written to it is there, then that cat exists, and that cat exists once, and somebody has ownership of that cat.
And I'm on the website right now for Crypto Kitties. It's cryptokitties.co. And there are pictures of little cartoon cats. It says collectible, breedable, adorable, start meow.
Okay, so here's the breedable part. Daryl goes out and buys a crypto kitty because
that is 100% unique, not like any other cat. It cannot be replicated, taken away, or destroyed,
right,
according to CryptoKitties.co.
So Daryl buys a kitty, and he likes his first meow kitty so much, he buys a second kitty. Now, once you have two kitties, and what Daryl said, these both have unique properties, Daryl could then cause these two digital cats to breed and produce a digital kitten.
I'm getting lesbian cats.
Or you could just keep your, you know, they could just be best friends or whatever. But because of the uniqueness and because of the scarcity and because of what may be desirable qualities in these cats, they are being bought and sold online. There have been sales of up to $100,000 for a digital cat.
All right, and I'm scrolling down on the page here again for Crypto Kitties, and they show a little brown kitty, a little heart, and then a little like greenish kitty with some stripes equals egg. I'm sorry, but cats don't lay eggs.
You're getting wrapped up in the details. I'm going to go back to the
store. I am getting wrapped up in the cats don't lay eggs.
How do you know about digital cats? Maybe digital cats do. So you don't know anything about digital cats. Think breedable beanie babies, so states the fact for Crypto Kitties, a new game for collecting, breeding, and selling digital cats that is so popular, it is clogging up the network of digital currency Ethereum. Players have spent an equivalent of $6.7 million in counting buying Crypto Kitties, which can sell for as much as $114,481.59, according to third-party research from developer Neil Della Rovere.
What the hell is wrong with people?
The median price of a kitty is $25.04. Just 3 days ago, the site had logged $1.3 million in sales. Quote, the popularity of virtual cats fits the euphoria we see elsewhere in the cryptocurrency space. Peter Atwater, who studies market sentiment and heads financial insights, said in an email, it feels very reminiscent of the Candy Crush craze that helped propel the King Entertainment IPO back at the peak of the unicorn era in mid-2004.
So I've got a lot of questions about this crypto kitty. Why are people spending, you said like $1,600 for a digital cat? Do you have to clean a digital litter box?
$25 you can get one.
What would you spend $24,000 on a digital cat because it's on the blockchain and therefore different? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite, DINOVITE.com. I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the kitties that are clogging up the blockchain. Crypto kitties. Apparently it's a better kind of pet because you don't actually have to feed it or clean a litter box. But also, again, it's clogging up the Ethereum blockchain, and that seems to be causing some problems. But maybe you actually want digital currency, not just digital cats. Well, consider looking into Dash and joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it's easy, it can be private, the fees are low, and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why.
Is there as much momentum as there is behind CryptoKitties, Daryl?
Well, there's not as many cat memes, if that's the question. I'm looking on the FAQ for CryptoKitties. And, yeah, this just seems... I'm not going to wind up saying that the people that created it are idiots. Because, you know, clearly you've got to be very intelligent to come up with an idea of people are going to buy digital pets.
Right.
And they've made a lot of money off of it.
They have, and they are. It's kind of hard to look at this and not see it burning out. Like,
the pet rock.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
Oh, now there's the USB-connected pet rock.
Well, that I'd buy. But we've seen
connecting it to the USB doesn't do anything. It's still just a pet rock.
That's okay.
But it's got a USB cable for some reason.
That's forward-looking. But the thing is a lot of times these things, you know, become sort of flashes in a pan, and sometimes they're that kind of silly thing that just causes people to look at the technology, and that's why I don't really bash the whole idea of CryptoKitties. I'm going back to the story here. Created by Vancouver-based Axiom Zen, CryptoKitties launched to 200 users on Thanksgiving and was open to the public last Tuesday. More than 41,000 unique kittens have been sold already, according to Delavoye's data, but CryptoKitties' popularity indicates blockchain technology still has a long way to go to reach its hype. CryptoKitties accounted for about 13.5% of the power on the Ethereum network Wednesday morning, said Benjamin Roberts, co-founder and CEO of Citizen Hex, an Ethereum-focused startup backed by three Canadian venture funds. With CryptoKitties, every Ethereum user has suddenly taken on the computational overhead of running a mainstream application, Robert said in an email. The overhead not only affects CryptoKitty transactions, but every transaction on the Ethereum network.
And
so what this means is just like CryptoKitties is this application that's running on top of the Ethereum blockchain,
yes,
there are hundreds of other applications and tokens and things like that that are running on top of Ethereum. I took the time to check out the average, you know, transactions by day.
Okay.
And Ethereum used to be something less than Bitcoin. You know, fewer transactions were occurring.
Right.
There has been a very rapid increase with all these other tokens and digital currencies sitting on top of Ethereum to where it passed Bitcoin. And then on November 1st, you see what I refer to as the digital kitten effect, where the number of transactions on Ethereum go through the roof, you know, and that's sort of what's going on here.
There's definitely more to this, but first let's go to the phones, or actually to the Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm surprised that you're surprised that virtual pets are making a lot of money. They did in the 90s, too, if you remember Tamagotchis.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid in the 90s.
It doesn't matter what you think, Daryl. It matters.
People still bought it.
Exactly. And there have been lots of things through history that seem, either at the time or in retrospect, to a whole lot of people as ridiculous ideas, but they still
right, but
do
that's
something.
Why I'm surprised, because it's such a ridiculous idea.
Fast forward 5 years, come up with your own kitten-related venture, and you'll make millions then, too, Daryl.
Anyway, did you guys hear about Al Franken's resignation from the Senate? He's planning on resigning in the next few weeks based on some allegations he had.
I saw that, and then somebody posted that he had resigned, so I'm Googling right now.
I saw something that there was going to either be a special election or the governor might wind up appointing someone, which
the
led
governor
me to believe that he had resigned.
No, he's going to be resigning in the coming weeks, he said.
Okay.
I actually have a theory as to why he's resigning. Everybody thinks it's for the idea of having a moral high ground. My theory is that he's just trying to save the Democratic seat. Because if he were the Democratic nominee next year in the 2018 Senate elections, these allegations would undoubtedly have a huge impact on how electable he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
I suspect you're right.
And, you know, I guess, and a lot of people bring up the comparison, well, Al Franken is resigning, so why isn't Donald Trump resigning? And I don't think they understand how politics works.
And Al Franken would not be up for election next year. He would be up in 2020 because he got reelected in 2014. But yeah, the point still stands of, you know, if he winds up resigning, then there's going to be, you know, like less focus on him and then something. But during the midterm election, the president's party generally does worse than they did in the election when the president and his party wound up getting elected. So the Democrats are probably going to wind up picking up some seats anyway. So whether Franken stayed in or not, I don't know how much bearing it would have had. But again, it would just have, you know, a little less talk about the allegations.
I think both sides are doing their best to purge their own as these things come to light. Nobody wants the...
Except for the National Republican Party, who's going
all in
behind Roy Moore instead of begging him to drop out.
Well, there is that.
Their strategy there is different. Their strategy is, let's get Roy Moore elected, and then on day one we're going to attempt to expel him.
Right.
And that's what makes me angry about partisanship. You're willing to get a child molester inside of the Senate just to expel him because you're afraid the other corrupt party is going to get a seat.
And based on polls that I'm seeing, the Democrat in that race has a 1% lead right now.
It's gone back and forth.
Right, it has, but the fact that Alabama, which is a very solid Republican state at state and national level politics, the fact that there's a Democrat currently leading in the Senate race,
right?
I think it's got some Republicans scared. Stefan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thoughts on the allegations against Al Franken or crypto kitties and digital pets? This is Free Talk Live.
Revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the telephones. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And maybe you want to join us online when we're not live on the show. You can do that by joining the forums. Yes, we're talking old-fashioned forums. It's not Facebook. It's not Twitter. It's better. It's the forums. Forum.freetalklive.com. A lot of the hosts are there. It's very active for a forum. Again, forum.freetalklive.com. We're talking about CryptoKitties.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, when I first saw something about the blockchain as being loaded up with cats, I was like, what? What? And now that I'm hearing about it, I'm still, what?
So here's how I relate it to people.
Yes.
Bitcoin is a store of value.
Ethereum is a store of kitties.
Yeah, so it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the last we were talking about this, this has caused a tremendous amount of new load to be placed on the Ethereum blockchain, which has impacts on other things that are riding on top of it, like Project Sophia TX, which postponed its token sale by 48 hours this week to Thursday due to network congestion by CryptoKitties. CryptoKitties has also had to raise its birthing fee at least twice due to network congestion. A birthing fee would be the fee you would pay if you want to breed two of your kitties to produce a third.
And so while we're talking about that, I've got the FAQs pulled up. And under breeding, it says, can't you just create new CryptoKitties? Not exactly. Blockchain technology prevents us from tampering with the ecosystem we have built, which protects our CryptoKitty from artificial inflation or the digital collectible equivalent of insider trading. Once all the Generation Zero CryptoKitties are gone, there's no way for us to add more. But again, you can breed your cats. So you have two cats, you can breed them. Yes, any two cats, because the next question is my crypto kitty a dame or a sire, a boy or a girl, a mommy or a daddy? It's the 21st century. Let's ease up on the labels. Every crypto kitty can play the role of dame or sire. However, a crypto kitty can only be one at a time. For example, your dame can't sire while expecting, and vice versa.
Well, that's okay. What happens on the blockchain stays on the blockchain.
And apparently it's really easy to breed your crypto kitties. You go to My Kitties, select the cat that you want to be the dad, press the breed button, then choose the cat you want to be the mama, and then approve the Ether transactions.
And this costs about 0.002 Ether, or at least it used to, about 90 cents. Yes. 2 point, they just increased this from about 90 cents to 0.015 Ether, which is actually about $6.69. So more money is flowing into creation of new cats. This is a tweet from CryptoKitties about this. Due to congestion on the network, we are increasing the birthing fee from 0.002 Ether to 0.015 Ether. We hope this will allow more kittens to be born on time, as there have been significant delays.
Right, and those delays are because of the backlog, what's called the mempool, where you have the backlogged transactions, because blockchain can only process a certain number of transactions every so many minutes. And that's one of the problems. It's not just with Ethereum. There's been the debate about Bitcoin and basically every other cryptocurrency of scalability.
Sure. And that's going to continue to come up. And I have this conversation daily, probably because I talk to too many people in the crypto world. But all these things work really well when it's at very small numbers and there has not been widespread adoption. But there's going to be growing pains in the crypto world, and Bitcoin has certainly already experienced them. A system that will maintain exact duplicates of a database across thousands and thousands of computers, for that to scale to like Visa limits, which is somewhere around 1,600, 1,700 transactions a second. I think that's the
number. It's a lot. And then PayPal has a huge number of transactions.
Sure.
Per second.
Right. But the advantage to those systems is they are completely centralized. They have to do is build up massive computing power in one single place. Now, because of that, PayPal or Visa, if one of those goes down, then that can impact a whole lot of people. Blockchain technology is more resilient because it's spread out, but it's also going to be inherently less efficient because you have to propagate all these changes over a wide area.
And so what are your thoughts, and definitely if you're listening and you have thoughts on this, call in as well, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on cryptos for very specific reasons? So, for instance, there's the IOTA that's supposed to be the crypto for Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. There's been a caller called in about Potcoin that's supposed to be used for cannabis transactions. Now, right. Why anybody would use that to basically advertise, yes, I'm doing something that's federally illegal.
Well, hopefully,
I don't know why.
There's some anonymity built into some of those.
Right, but... Yeah, and then I know that there are some tokens on the Ethereum platform that have very specific use cases.
Right.
But they're not standalone things.
Yeah, I because this is technology, and the bulk of this technology is open source, which means that anybody can take it, anybody can modify it, anybody can come up with their own, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I could care less how many there are. As a retailer, I hope that as time goes on, that the medium of exchange between people and businesses will settle on one of these. Because, folks, I can tell you this, in another 10 years, it's not going to be MasterCard, Visa, or cash. You are going to be using digital currencies. It may be digital currencies that are put out by a government. I certainly hope not, because that's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
It may be digital currencies that are put out by a central bank, also a horrible idea.
Yes.
I hope that...
The existence of a central bank is a horrible idea.
I do hope it is free market solutions like what Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash or any of hundreds others are. I hope that those are what people choose, and I hope that a couple major players emerge out of that and that they get really, really good at what they do. That's my hope.
Right, and you mentioned Visa and MasterCard. Not a lot of people pay attention on any kind of regular basis. There's also Discover and American Express.
Sure.
A lot less popular, so it could wind up being that, say, Bitcoin or Dash becomes the Visa version of cryptocurrency. Something else becomes the MasterCard version, and they're the two most popular for day-to-day transactions. And then you also have your American Express version sort of thing, to where, yeah, some people take it. It's not necessarily anywhere near as popular, but right. It's still there, and it's top five.
Well, what I think is really unique about cryptocurrencies, and I've been brainstorming something in my mind, and that is, how can a customer come in with any cryptocurrency that has value, and if it belongs to a list of anything, I can do a transaction real quickly. Like, I sort of recognize what they right. have, and I accept it. Because that's how it is to me. I don't care what you come in and spend. If it has value to me, I'll probably hold on to it for a while. If I'm skeptical about it, I'll probably flip it real quick and convert it into something I do value.
Right, and that's why things like Shapeshift.
Right.
are very handy, to where it does allow that sort of exchange, but not necessarily as quickly as you would want for retail use.
Perhaps.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Share content as a curator or produce it as a creator. The source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, you know, we've been talking about cryptocurrencies and not so much Bitcoin so far tonight, but we're about to. And, well, maybe you want to stay up to date on Bitcoin news and news about other cryptocurrencies. Head over to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. And that's actually where we got the next story. And, you know, this is something that really hits home to me. Headline, stop dwelling on your I should have Bitcoin anxiety. And Chris, you were at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference last week.
I was. What a great time.
And another one of the speakers was Doug Scribner, who, a friend of the show, Amplifier, he's called in several times. He pointed out something that I did about 6 years ago during his presentation. I wasn't in the room for his presentation, but he came and told me about it, and then he showed me the Facebook post, and then earlier today I was just curious, when exactly was this? Because I know he said, you know, it was about 6 years ago. We're 1 week shy of it being 6 years where I posted on Facebook, I have 5.94 something, something, something Bitcoin looking to sell for $16.
Yeah. He did post that. That was an amazing moment during the conference.
Let's do the math real quick, Chris. of, let's just round up to 6 times about 17,000.
I'll say 6 times 20, 120,000.
And that's if I would have just kept those.
Right.
And that's not counting the other Bitcoin that I wound up selling around the same time, where I had about 16 Bitcoin come and go very quickly.
Yeah.
That I sold all combined for less than $100 because it was right after Mt. Gox got hacked. And I said, I don't know about this Bitcoin thing anymore.
Yeah. One of the few wallets that are not, I directly control my keys, that I do like is blockchain.info. So blockchain.info.
Well, they didn't have a wallet at this time in 2011.
That's okay. But what they do is they keep your keys, but they keep them encrypted
right.
in such a way that not even they can see them, which
right.
is one step better than, you know, trusting an exchange to hold your keys.
Right. And the only reason I had created that account on Mt. Gox is because I wanted to buy some Bitcoin, and at the time, the only place you could buy Bitcoin was Mt. Gox. The only wallets you could have were either something on an exchange. I think there was something called the Bitcoin Bank, and then there was also you could download a command line thing to run on your computer.
Right.
So it was not the easy-to-use thing at the time. Somebody wanted to pay me, actually several somebodies wanted to pay me for stuff in Bitcoin, and I said, okay, but I'm going to sell it right away. And they said, yeah, okay, whatever, I just want to use this stuff. And, yeah, I'm having, that I should be a millionaire right now anxiety. So this, again, from news.bitcoin.com, hits really close to me. Article begins, so let's get it straight. You should be a Bitcoin millionaire right now, only you're not because, A, you sold too soon, you bought too late, you disregarded your mate's advice, you lost your hard drive, you went all in on Feathercoin. Welcome to the club.
I was just going to finish my thought on blockchain.info's online wallet,
yeah.
and it's simply this. Blockchain.info lets you see your list of transactions.
Yes.
And it lets you see some details about that. So I'm just looking at one transaction today.
Yep.
And if I look at the list, it says that I sent $1,044, which means I bought something. But if I look at the detail of this, this is on September 4th, 2015. When I look at the details, the value when I sent it was $14.20.
Yeah.
Which sounds suspiciously like maybe that was
lunch.
Lunch.
Yeah. And
so literally.
Hold on. What was the date of that again?
September 4th, 2015. That very well may have been, it sounds like it might have been Local Burger.
That would have been a Friday, so it would not have been Social Sunday, but yeah, probably you went to Local Burger.
Yeah, so I probably had a hamburger, and in today's dollars in Bitcoin, I spent $1,049.05 on that.
How you like that $1,000 hamburger?
You know, well, the point is my life is filled with these. You know,
right.
I was just, a friend of ours who did some work on our house before we moved here to New Hampshire. You know, I asked him when he got there, do you want us to give you a check? Do you want cash? Do you want Bitcoin? So I paid him, $1,200, $1,300 in Bitcoin at that time.
Yeah.
And that is a number I don't even want to think about. But the point is, what difference does it make? None.
Right.
None at this point. I'll drive myself nuts, but it makes no difference.
Right. And I don't regret any of the purchases that I have ever made with Bitcoin.
Right. Because they were that dollar amount
at that time. $34,000 Nautibus, I don't regret. Where, you know, it was the equivalent of 2 Bitcoin at the time that I cashed out. And, you know, I bought it with cash, but I cashed out the Bitcoin to make the purchase. I don't regret that at all.
Right.
But the regrets that I have are just when I sold Bitcoin for nothing.
But
$15.
What were your circumstances at the time, though? That's the whole thing.
I didn't need the $15. I just didn't want to hold the Bitcoin because I didn't trust it because Mt. Gox had just gotten hacked.
Gotcha.
And that was the only place that you could buy Bitcoin at the time.
Right. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Mt. Gox, Mt. Gox was like the one place early on that you could actually go and buy Bitcoin.
Right. Do you know what Mt. Gox stands for?
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering Online Exchange. It was a place where nerds could go exchange Magic the Gathering cards, and one of the nerds said, how about Bitcoin?
Well, Mark Karpeles owned the domain name, and when they were talking about opening a Bitcoin exchange, he's like, well, I already own this one. His wife said, it sounds really cool, so let's just use that one.
Yeah.
But Mt. Gox was a real mess, and a lot of it was, you know, most people would agree, due to Mark Karpeles. He kept everything about the business very close to himself. We're talking about something that started out with, you know, tens of dollars flying back and forth,
right,
and ended up being the largest Bitcoin exchange in the world, and, you know, millions of dollars, and he had problems with scaling. And in the end,
he had problems with creditors who decided, you know what, give me U.S. dollars in payment. The thing went belly up, but now, because he had all the Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin has skyrocketed. He's now solvent, but there are problems where I think it's the Japanese government aren't letting him wind up cash out the Bitcoin or something.
Right. Well, he initially had said that it was all wiped out, it was all gone, and that hackers had taken it.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story, and it's just one of those things. And it also happened around the time that a guy named Charlie Shrem, who was the founder of BitInstant, got busted, and it was a real dark time for Bitcoin. It's interesting to see it all come back.
Yeah. So there's definitely more to this article about the Bitcoin I should have anxiety and why you should stop dwelling on it. Again, they say you should be a Bitcoin millionaire right now, but you're not because you sold too soon, you bought too late, you disregarded your mate's advice, you lost your hard drive, and how many times have we read stories of that?
Oh, yeah.
Or you went all in on Feathercoin. Welcome to the club. You're not alone, but the knowledge will come as a little comfort when you're lying awake at night, cursing your own stupidity. We can't turn back time, but we can dispense some sound advice that should help you put your hard luck story in perspective. You missed the boat. You skipped the party. If you're late to the Bitcoin party, or worse still, if you left before the party truly got started, the regret can be crippling. Every new all-time high drives another dagger into the stricken heart, while the sight of young bucks who've never read Satoshi's white paper, drunk or bull market gains, is sickening. At least one story has surfaced of an early adopter spiraling into depression after losing all of their bitcoins and eventually committing suicide. There's more, and hopefully this gets happier. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.